Okay, so yesterday we had four shittos, and we explained it. Again, I'm going to go through it quickly. The first shitta said, if a guy said, Hoylach mani l'ploini, Shimon sent Levi a present, and Levi was dead, so it goes back to Shimon. And we explained that that man d'yema holds, Hoylach lav k'schid. We had a shitta that argued on that. It was number three, but it goes back on number one, and that was the Yesh Imrim that said, you give it to the Yarshim of Levi. And that's because that shitta holds Hoylach k'schid. In that first case, that opinion one and opinion three are arguing in, it's talking about Shimon sent the present to Levi, and Levi is dead. It makes no difference whether Shimon is dead or not. That's not a geya. Levi is dead. He died. And now the question is, was the shliach kinder for Levi or not? That's the machloikas of Hoylach k'schi, with the Tanakama holding, you don't say Hoylach k'schi, and the Yesh Imrim say, you do hold Hoylach k'schi. Then we had a second machloikas in that same brisa, and that is Shimon died. Shimon died before Levi died. And now the question is what to do with the money. So we had the first shita that said that you don't say mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, and therefore Hoylach is lav k'schi, and therefore the shliach never was kinder for Levi, and Shimon died, and you don't have to keep Shimon's command, so now that Levi died, it goes back to Shimon's yarshim. And the other man, the Amar Remeir, said, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said, Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, Mishum Mishum Remeir, that mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. So there were two separate machloikas going on, between man, the Amar 1 and 3, between man, the Amar 2 and 4. That's what went on in this brisa. What?
All bari.
Healthy person. All bari. That was the pshat we said yesterday. We had two machloikasin going on. Two separate machloikasin, which the brisa mixed together. Opinion 1 and 3, and opinion 2 and 4. Why the brisa split it up that way, I don't know, but that's what the brisa did. And for the Gemara. And Reb Shimon Hanasi, who was the fifth man the Amar, my son Salashmina, he just comes to tell you a story that we did mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Then we had opinion number 4 and 5, 5 and 6, where the Chachamim said Yachloiku, because they don't know one of the two things. We don't know which one they're mistaken in. We don't know whether the Chachamim are going back on case 1 or in case 2, right? We don't know whether they're going back on Hailach Kischi or mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. They said, we don't know the halacha, split it. And Kan Amru said, since we don't know the halacha, Shuda Adav, let the shliach make a decision, and Rashi Shita is, his decision is based on the way, how he reads the situation. That's how Rashi explained it. So, opinion 5 and 6 don't know the halacha, and again, not clear which halacha they don't know. Whether they don't know the halacha of Hailach Kischi, or they don't know the halacha of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. We don't know which case they're going back on. But either way, they don't know. And since they don't know, they say, Chum say better to split it, 50-50. That's what you do when you don't know. And the Kan Amru, and above all the Tanoim said, Shuda Adiv, let the Shliach make the decision the way he reads the situation of what Shimon would have wanted. That's Shita 5 and 6 that is not picking a side. It's just saying, shrugging, they don't know.
You're not being the kind of different.
Have I broken a record?
Hold 1 second, Dr. Bray. What? Right, exactly. But on the other hand, you don't know. So, you know, yesterday, one of the people here felt the Echloik was the better solution. Leave it up to a Shliach to decide. Yes, Dr. Bray.
Why don't we go back to the situation whatever the last Chazaka was? The Taita would go back, or actually would go back to whatever was the last Chazaka.
The Shliach has it. He doesn't know who he's holding it for.
So go back to who was the last, but the Balimani belonged to Shimon, bottom line. That was the last Chazaka we knew for sure, right? It at some point belonged to Shimon. So if we're not sure, so just go back to Shimon or his Yorshin.
No. Say that we knew for sure with Shimon's, we don't know if it ever changed. Good catch, I don't know the answer.
Well, what's the
Shuda the Dining?
shuda means evaluate?
The way I understand the word shuda means the throw of the dayanim. I think shuda means the throw. There's no dayanim here.
Yeah, that's my point.
So what's saying is that this shliach has that halacha.
Why can't you just ask? You have a question, you ask the Rav.
Again, this, according to Rashi, is very simple. Somebody's got to read what happened here. The only one that knows is the guy that Shimon gave it to. It was there the way Shimon expressed himself.
Oh, you mean he expressed it so that he's the only one that's able to really see it. I mean,
that's what Rashi learned.
A Dayan is not going to... No, he's not got an emotional.
However, Tysus learns Shuda means he does what he wants. Tysus says Shuda means he does what he wants, but it seems that they empowered the Shliach to do it. Zok the Gemara weiter. And for the Gemara line, third wide line from the top of the wide line, and the fifth wide line from the bottom of the wide line. Why the bar line? The bari du kulam alay pliki. It could be everybody holds Heilach Lav Kuski.
Rabbi?
And then machloek is between opinion one and opinion three is not heilach kischi or heilach lav kischi. Everybody holds heilach lav kischi. The hokum of my eskina on b'shchim mirah. This is not talking about a healthy person. It's talking about a shchim mirah. Ubeplukta, and the argument is, there are b'laz of rabbanon kamifli. You know, we assume, and Chazal assumes throughout Shas, that divrei shchim mirah k'ksuv v'chimsurim dami. There is a Tana that argues on the whole concept of Shchim Mirah. He says there's no such halacha. We bring him down in Baba Basra. We mention him. He's not mentioned too many times, but he holds that way. And according to that Tana, there's no such thing. So let's see now how this Braisa works by a Shchim Mirah.
Which cases?
We're going to go. Let's take the whole thing.
The whole
thing? The whole brisa.
Now,
I can't give our to its thing.
One thing I want to say. If you don't hold
there's a lot of things you want to say.
If you don't hold of this, that means you can't hold of listening. You have to kind of be remiss, right?
That's why I asked you, can we let the Gemara do its thing? Zog the Gemara. And opinion one and three are arguing. Again, I called them one and three. The first time I said, give it back to the Mishaleach. And number three said, give it to the Yarshim of Levi. Shimon sent the present. Levi was dead. Tanakama said, give it back to Shimon. Third opinion, the Yeshayim said, give it to the Yarshim of Levi. So in this shot, we're saying, Shimon was a Shchiv Mirah. And now, the Machloikis is, does his words make a difference? It's not. HaMachalik Nechasav Apiv. Somebody who's dividing his property. Rabbi Lazareimer, Echad Bari, the Echad Mesukin, whether he's healthy or sick. Nechasim Sheyesh L'Machrayas, if it's fields, they are called Nechasim Sheyesh L'Machrayas, they're reliable. Fields don't go anywhere. If you want to count on something being around when you come to collect your debt, or when you come to whatever you need to collect from the guy, fields is what's not, you can't hide that. So that's why it's called the Yeshla Machrayas. They have Achrayas. They're reliable. Fields are more reliable than Metaltlin. Because Metaltlin, here today, gone tomorrow. It can be hidden. You can't hide a field.
Is that another way of saying Mishubadim?
It's another way of saying Karka. It's another way of saying land. Not Mishubadim. It's saying fields are something you can rely on. That's all. It's a synonym to the word field.
Real estate.
Right. You acquire it with money, shtar or chazaka. I don't care if the guy's a shimmera. That's what Belazar says. I don't care. There's no difference in a shimmera and a bari.
The reason why it's the same as language is
sukkah. That's the way of saying shimmera. It's another word for shimmera.
It's the same thing.
No difference whether he's a healthy man or he's a shemera. The only way it works is by doing a real kinyan. Not true. By a masukin, by Shchim Mira, whether it's land or metaltlin, all he has to do is say it. So here we have a machloikas. Is there a halacha of divrei Shchim Mira kiksubim chamsurim dami? Amruvai, so the Chachamim say to Rabbi Elazar, Maisa be'imon shel b'nei Reichel. It's the story of the mother of the b'nei Reichel, which means the father was a Reichel, the kids were called b'nei Reichel, and their mother, Shaisa Chayla, she was dying. V'amra, she said, Tinasin kivinasi libni. Kivinasi, I believe, is like a clasp. What is he translated as?
Brooch.
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 What did I say?
Brooch.
Right.
I think it's called a brooch. Kimdumali, I don't know these things, but I think so. V'hi b'shnei masur mana. It's worth 1,200 mana. It was a very expensive brooch. Umeisa. And she died. I'm a chacham misvera. He kept her words. That means they gave it to the girl, even though she does not inherit her mother. The boys inherit her mother, but they gave it to her because divrei Shchim Mira kiksubim chamsurim dami. So isn't that a proof to us? The earlier generation chachamim gave it to the girl, even though there was no kinyan. So doesn't that prove divrei Shchim Mira kiksubim chamsurim dami? That's what the Rabbanan told Rabbi Elazar. Amar lahem, b'nei reichel tikvur imam. They would have been better off burnt, buried by their mother. They're Rishoim. Don't bring a raya from them because the Rabbanan knas them because they were Rishoim. Now, were they Rishoim? Were they not Rishoim? A very interesting thing. Why were they Rishoim according to Rabbi Elazar? Because there's a machloikas. If you grow thorns in your vineyard, is that kalayim? Thorns in your vineyard. You're not allowed to have things growing in your vineyard, different plants. How about thorns? Rabbi Elazar says it's kalayim. The Chachamim say it's not kalayim.
What thorns used for?
I have no idea. Firewood, whatever they want to use it for. Are you ever kalayim or not? So this is a machlokes, nothing to do with our sugya. Machlokes. Rabbi Elazar says it is kalayim. The Chachamim say it's not kalayim. According to Rabbi Elazar, they were not allowed to keep their kites in Bekarim, and they did. So he said they were Rishoim. They're ever Nisser. So the Chachamim punished them. Whenever we had an excuse to take something away from them, we did, because they were Rishoim. So that's why they gave the brooch to the daughter, not because she deserved it legally, because it was a way of punishing those Rishoim. Now, according to the Chachamim, they weren't Rishoim. They did the halacha. So the Achleinim asks, the Achleinim asks, because somebody keeps a different opinion, he becomes a Rasha? The Chachamim say it's mutter. So because they kept Kites and Bekarim, Rabbi Elazar calls them Rishoim, the Chachamim say it's okay. They held like the Chachamim. What doesn't make him a Rasha? If you hold Rabbeinu Tam's man, and somebody keeps 50 minutes, are you going to say he's Mechal Shabbos? Rabbi Elazar held it's Usher. The Chachamim held it's Mutter. They did the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar calls them Rishoim. So Nachlas Moshe answers, they lived in a city where everybody paskin like Rabbi Elazar. And they went and did not like Rabbi Elazar. That's Rishoim. And then Rabbi Elazar says, you think you can prove halacha from them? They mistreated them. They took it away from them. Not because legally it belonged to the daughter. They wanted to punish the Rishoim, so they took it from the Rishoim. They had an excuse to give it to her. But really, the Rishoim arise not kiksuv v'chum surim zami.
This klal,
Shchim
that was like said at the same when the world was created. I mean, like, it's like you mean to tell me the only way that they're going to prove him wrong, the Rabbanan, to Rabbi Elazar saying, oh, there's a story, I'll tell you, that's a riot to us. I mean, no one ever spoke about it. I mean, there's no Tanoim that ever, from a story, that's the best we could get from all this? From a story? I mean, no one ever said that klal?
And they're arguing whether it's true or not.
But the Chacham, they hold of it, right?
The Machlokes are blood in the Chacham, whether that cloud exists.
So I have a story, right?
That proves that the previous generation agreed to the cloud.
And that's the only
That's not how you're going to prove it.
That's the only riot.
How else?
The Chacham never spoke about it?
I guess they didn't have a Messiah on it, except that story.
Did it
do right, sir? No. Kanat Chachamim. Divrei Shchim Mira is Kanat Chachamim. was there such a Takanas Chacham or not? There's a third opinion, by the way, that differentiates between Shabbos and weekday, I think. But that's not, we're not getting involved in all those opinions now.
It's hard to believe. There's no other case of
Shkumara
except for this one.
Again, I'm sure there were, but it wasn't, you know, they're trying to prove that the previous Chachamim held on something. So it had to be a case that the Chachamim got involved and did it. And every Tom, Dick, and Harry does it, doesn't prove halacha. I knew this would happen because we're so embedded, if that's the right word, with the halacha of Shkimer HaKesuvim HaMesurim Dami, that all of a sudden this Shita comes up and questions the whole basis, is like undermining one of our animamas. I get it. Because we've been learning Shas, and every time Shkimer HaKesuvim HaMesurim Dami, and we forgot the Gemara Baba Basra that had this Machlokes and had the same story.
But Rabbi himself said today that the Shita's Rebbe Lozer is very, very nothing.
I said it's not accepted throughout the Gemara.
Right, meaning that
but it exists.
So this price of
we haven't explained it yet. We're going to get there. It's going to even be more than that. I mean, your kasha gets stronger as the Gemara goes along, yes?
Right.
We're not giving any... Let's leave the Gemara to do its thing.
I know, I'm asking a general question.
Yes.
Does that mean that...
Correct.
A Shkimera...
Same thing, after he dies.
Is a Shkimera giving something in his lifetime as a gift that becomes a Rusa? In other words, he gives it, and he'll take it, and if he recovers, he takes it back.
Only if he gave everything away.
Fine, he gave everything away, but he recovers. Does that mean that it was Matana, right? It
wasn't
Yerusha.
The Chazal gave it a power to override Yerusha. That's the thought of Shemira. That it overrides Yerusha.
It's a Matana?
Chazal said it has halacha as if the guy is a Yairish. Dead people can't give presents.
Okay, so this woman who gave what she gave, the brooch, she was giving it as a matana to her kids?
She was saying, I don't want to be arshined. I want my daughter to get it.
Okay, so she's taking it out of the Yerusha.
That's exactly what she's trying to do. Exactly.
And the boys are challenging. And why can't... And why are they... Why would anybody challenge her then?
Because there's no Kenyan.
So they... That the daughter got the brooch right.
When the mother died. And... The Chachamim are proving from that there is a walk of Shemira.
That was Matana before she died. That's what she ended
up. Again, I'm trying to figure out what you're driving at. Shemira works when she dies.
Shemira
overrides Yerusha.
Okay. What about written Zabon?
Shemira is Yabari.
Yabari.
So that gets involved in Mitzvah kind of Yame. It's only if he gave it to somebody who's empowered to do it. We went through the three conditions yesterday.
This is not such a...
We have, again, in this case, all she said is, I want my brooch to go to my daughter. And she did not command it. She said it as a statement of fact. She didn't say she was a shimmera. The Mishnah in front of me got, why isn't there Mitzvah L'Kayim the Rameis over there? Because she didn't command anybody give it. She said, you know, my brooch should go to my daughter. But it wasn't a command. Give the brooch to my daughter.
So he didn't point anybody to do it.
Remember you said something about giving everything or just something? Or...
Yeah, there's a Matana Shkim Rabba Mikdus and a Matana Shkim Rabba Kula. We're not learning Rabba Bash right now.
Here
it seems that it was Matana Shkim Rabba. It doesn't make a difference. The only difference would be if she recovers because she changed her mind.
Oh, I mean,
it had nothing to do with this Gemara.
Right, so over here she died.
Right.
Yeah.
100%. Rashi. Some Rashi. Bibari kulamele pligi de lavkes chidami. Bepukta de rablazer de mashule le shkimara kabari. Going to our blazer, shkimara is like a bari. Apiv, apitza vasai, mechalik mechasim labana. Veloik kishar hamarishim, shakol kimayorshim b'sheva. Meaning he's commanding, he's saying, this is my will, this is what I would like. because of Mishnah B'chazam, because of Kachay Niknam and Abari. Shemir Anami, Lord Blazer, you love Akninu. If not, then he made a kinyan B'hochi with one of those ways of kinyanim, Lord Niknam. Kibinasi, Nushkabalaz. V'hilbi Yed Bezmana, Kachay Sishavit was worth that much. Tigbrem Imam, Klali, Klaimer Layalu Alev, it shouldn't come up on your heart. But Yizachru B'Beis HaMedrash, and it shouldn't be mentioned in the Beis Medrash, L'Rai as a proof. Pishur Shoham Hayu, Shemekayim Kaitzim Bekara. They kept thorns in their vineyard, Lord Blazer climbed in them. Leinumid Mehem Raya, Pishur Dignaknu Behem Echai Soi Setzavah. We weren't careful, we were looking for an excuse to punish them. Shemekayim Shoham Rishoham, Lehuskum Beis Medrash. They have nothing to do, don't bring a Raya from people that we didn't care about.
That we,
that's what Rabbi Lazar says. Now, we're going back to our opinions. Shimon the Shimera is sending a present to Levi. Levi died. So Tanakhama is because of Rabbi Lazar. Tanakhama says, give it back to Shimon. Levi died, right? There is no Divrei Shimera, Kiksuvim Chimsurim Dami. Heilich is not Kishi. Levi never acquired it. Rabbi Lazar, now, the Yeshayimrim, which we're going to bring next, the third opinion, says no. And therefore, Levi was kaina. Yes, the middle shita number two, is Hanak Rav Nasan Rav Yaakov Nami Rav Blazer. They also agreed to Rav Blazer that there's no Divrish Chiv Mera. But what happened was Shimon died before Levi. So the Avag of the myth, Levi the Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Ameis. They say there's no Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Ameis. Yes, I'm in Krabbanon, that Divrei Shchiv Mera works. Rav Yehuda Anasi Shemar Remeir, Kablazer. He also agrees there's no Shchiv Mera. Mi Yuhayche the Mitz, Amin Elkai Mitz Elkai Divrei Ameis. So now it ends up that one in three are arguing about Shchiv Mera, and two and four are agreeing that Shchiv Mera doesn't work. They have a new Machloikas. Since Shimon preceded, his death preceded Levi's, do we say Mitz Elkai Divrei Ameis? But nobody holds a Shchiv Mera. I mean, three out of four opinions don't agree to Shchiv Mera. That's what we're saying. Right? There are four opinions here. Two are talking about Shimon is alive. Two are talking about Shimon's death preceded Levi's. Three of the opinions are saying Shchiv Mera doesn't work. Tanakhama, Shchiv Mera doesn't work. Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov say Shchiv Mera doesn't work and there's no mitzvah kayim divrei ameis. If Yehuda Hanasi says, Shchiv Mera doesn't work, but there is a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. The only one that says Shchiv Mera works is the Yeshayimrim.
Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis, when did Shimon die?
Before Levi.
I understand, but when Heilich was said, the guy was a Bari, correct?
No, it's a Shchiv Mera.
No, but if he's a...
This is talking about a case of Shchiv Mera.
All five regular cases.
We're not in a regular case. This Bryce is talking about Shchiv Mera. Has nothing to do with Bar and Shchiv Mera.
No?
If you don't hold Shchiv Mera, makes a difference. It's the same as the Zabari.
But let's say it would be a Bari. He got the thing already, right?
But he wasn't kind of because Heilich is Lav Kisri.
So by the time I took it, it's...
Shimon gave it to a Shliach.
Right, right. Okay, then...
Shimon died.
Shimon was in good shape. He was a...
Doesn't make a difference according to Blazer. We're going to Rav Blazer's opinion. Again, it makes no difference if he's healthy or a Shchiv Mera. According to Blazer, Shchiv Mera is a healthy person.
I understand that. Now, okay. That's fine, but I want to know when does the thing kick in?
When Shimon dies. Shimon dies.
But by the time of what I got originally, he was in good shape.
But he died. And he gave a command to do it with Levi. So he gave a command to give it to Levi, and he gave it over to somebody to do, and the guy agreed to do it, so now it works. It's not Kishi. It's a new halacha called Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ameis. Kishi is the minute that Shimon gave it.
When
Shimon died, the Shliach Levi automatically gets it because of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ameis. It's a Kenyan Rashi learns.
The Shaliach himself has had it for 2 days.
Doesn't make a difference. It's a kinyan that works because Shimon wanted it to work. And when he dies, Chazal said, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ameis makes it belong to Levi.
Levy still alive now?
Yes.
Is it one of the 5, 4, 3, 3 things?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
This is also, it doesn't make sense.
It's a new kinyan called Mitzvah Kayim Devar Ameis.
This is one of those three things that we had?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Shechem Ra is also not one of the three things.
Is that?
No. No.
I don't understand how he's kind of.
Mitzvah L'Kayim Devar Ameis makes it his. That's what Raji said back there.
This is the Kayim Devar Ameis, is that really going on the Shaliach?
He's the one that agreed to do it. He has a mitzvah to keep the Devar Ameis.
Rebbe said it's in the hands of the Shaliach, but once the guy dies, unfortunately, it becomes leaves right away.
Correct.
So it's not like Shimon is not doing anything.
Well, it's not so simple. You could learn that Shimon now becomes an agent of Levi and he's kind of. Could learn that way. So again, the chiddush of this Gemara is we have four opinions of Tanoim. We really have six before. Three of the four agree that Shimra doesn't work. And therefore, it can't work as Shimra. Tanakama says, Shimon is still alive, Levi died, Shimra didn't work, no kinyan. Rabbi Nathan, Rabbi Yaakov said, we agree. But if Shimon died first, there's a new halacha. I'm sorry, they hold, there's no new halacha until the kind of MAs. Rabbi Yudah Anasi says, yes, there is. And yes, I remember say, oh, Shimra works. That's a bigger chiddush, Rabbi Cohn.
Yes.
That out of the four shittas of Tanoim, three agree to Rabbi Lazar.
And this Brisa.
Yeah, and big names. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah Anasi. A lot of big people are agreeing to Rabbi Lazar. That there's no Divir Shimra.
But that's all if you say it's a Shimra.
But that was, the Gemara was very happy with that answer.
We're trying to change it now, no?
No, the Gemara said don't prove a Machlokes Hailech Kisri because everybody holds Hailech Lav Kisri.
But we don't know for sure. That's
no, we don't know, but we're willing to live with that.
That's right.
We're willing to live with that. And Rabbi Cohn should be saying, oh, Shimra, it's part of, since Sages he made Bereshis.
Well.
Quote Rabbi Cohn.
Rabbi understood why he said that.
But it's shverer now. That's what I was trying to say. Your kasha gets shverer. I'm agreeing to your questions, and now you disagree with it.
No.
I say right, you say left. I say left, you say right.
You're supposed to argue with the Rebbe.
Okay, very good. But Chachamim Bayim Yachloiku. They don't know if Shemara works. Mesapkaluhu. V'kanam Rushuda Adif. Now, over here, Shuda can't be what the guy meant. Because in Hailech Kisri, you can tell me, did he mean I should be Zaycha? Did I mean I shouldn't be Zaycha? Here it's either a Takon of Shimra or not a Takon of Shimra. So the Rishonim began, Achronim began. Then according to this chat, Rashi has to agree Shuda means Shliach does what he wants. And Reb Shimon, I'm not seeing my Sosa Lashminan. Let me just do the Rashi. Don't Rashi Tanakh Kamakrim Lazar Dama Shimra Bori Shavim. As long as he didn't change his mind. Right? They don't know. Period. Okay. Yes. I think it means throw. I think it means throw it where he wants. Zayanim throw it where they want. The Shliach throws it where he wants. I think that's what the word comes from. What?
We know that refers to Shliach, obviously.
Yes.
Because that's what we're learning.
Yes.
Hearts wants a discretion. Discretion is up to the
Shliach. Okay. That's what it is. It's a discretion. He wanted to know what the... I think the word Shuda comes from.
I thought we before the Shuda, we should be able to share what Shuda meant. That's not what we said.
Again. So what's your kasha? I repeated myself.
No, that we said yesterday that great people don't say things twice.
I knew that was coming. So there's two shots at me that I'm not a great person.
which is can't be B.
Yes, okay. Like,
Nami.
I don't know. Fine. So we have two ways of learning these four or six shittas, really. The last two are just saying what you do when you don't know. But there are four shittas and then two that say we don't know. Don't think about it. Ibayaluhu. Reb Shimon HaNasi, Nasi who? A Mishmei de Nasi Kamar. We never heard of Reb Shimon HaNasi. He's a new thing. Is Reb Shimon a Nasi? Was there a Reb Shimon that was a Nasi that we don't know of? Or is Reb Shimon quoting a Nasi? Reb Shimon HaNasi Eimer. It's like a new thing. We never heard of Reb Shimon HaNasi. It's like a new, hey, where did he come from? Dr. Gemara, Tashema Adam Rav Yosef, Halacha Reb Shimon HaNasi. And we think that Reb Yosef would have told us whether he's a Nasi or Mishmei de Nasi. And the fact that he says, Halach, Reb Shimon HaNasi, must be Reb Shimon was a Nasi. That the Gemara doesn't prove anything. A kind Tibay Halach. All he's doing is saying the name of the Braisa. E Nasi who? I think I'm a Mishmei de Nasi. Reb Yosef is just saying, that's the Shita we Paskin like. He's not trying to figure out who Reb Shimon is, he's just quoting the words of the Braisa. So he's no more proof than the Braisa is. Teiku, we don't know. We don't know whether it ever existed Reb Shimon HaNasi, or was he quoting a Nasi? We don't know. Zog Tikamai Weiter.
Wasn't Rabbi Gamliel's son named Shimon?
Yeah, but he's never referred to as Shimon HaNasi. It's always called Reb Shimon Gamliel. There was nobody that we know referred to as Reb Shimon HaNasi. Reb Yehuda HaNasi. The only one that we call as a Nasi. And his grandson, Reb Yehuda Nasiya. We didn't never refer to Reb Gamliel or Sakin or Reb Gamliel or Shimon Gamliel as a Nasi. They were Nasiyim, but we never called that.
Yeah, so the name of Nasi means the name of Yehuda.
We don't know.
I'm saying that wasn't.
We don't, it doesn't say which Nasi would be quoted.
I mean,
Taita says that. Shalemitzinu Shayu Nasi. Shalemitzinu Shayu Nasi. You never find a Reb Shimon HaNasi.
The names that are mentioned in the
Gemara
that only occur one time, I believe.
Again, Chazal felt that they would have known historically that the Maya of Shimon, they never knew of him. So that's what they're trying to figure out.
Rabbi Yehuda is quoted in this
Bible. Yes, as Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, correct. Gufo, Amar Rabbi Yisrael, Allah, Shimon, Anasi. Frek the Gemara, Varkaibala, Divishim, Rakik, Subim, Chumzurim, Dami. How can you paskel like Reb Shimon, who says, give it back to the sender and to the Yarshim of the sender, because you don't say Mitzvah Kayim Devi Ameis, and you don't say Shchim Mira. And we paskel Shchim Mira as Kitzub and Kamsurim. We paskel like the Chacham. And Reb Yosef is paskel like Reb Shimon, who we said holds like Reb Lazar. Zokta Gemara, Reb Yosef Mukilei Babari. Reb Yosef holds that it's not by Shchim Mira. He holds like the first shot in the Gemara. That is, it's not a Shchim Mira. This was a healthy person. And the question was, Hailuch Kischi and Hailuch Lav Kischi. And he's basketing Hailuch Lav Kischi.
And Reb Shimon holds that
way, too. And Reb Shimon holds that way. For acting Gemara, we got another problem. It was like Yarshim Mishaleach Kamar. He's saying Shimon died. And it goes back to Shimon's children, the Kaim Lamitzel, the Kaim Divya Meis. And we do paskin it to the Kaib Divya Meis, and Reb Shimon says he doesn't hold of it, and Reb Yosef is paskining like him. Zog de Gemara, Tani Yarzil Mishaleach. Change the words in Reb Shimon. He wasn't talking about when Shimon died. He was talking in the Shaila of Hailach Kischi, and he holds like the Tanakama, that Hailach is Lav Kischi. Rashi, Tani Mibilsin Reb Shimon Yarzil Mishaleach, Vilay Tisna the Yarzil Mishaleach, the Beloy Meis is skin and talking that didn't die. Hadra Lacha Mevi Kama, Hadnalacha maybe kama, hadnalacha maybe kama. Now, I just want to point out that the Rishonim have an issue with Rashi. Because we spent the last Amud saying that Hailach is Lav Kischi. Every time we wanted to prove Hailach is Kischi, we came back, no, Hailach is not Kischi. And even now, we pass on Reb Shimon that Hailach is Lav Kischi. And in Amud Aleph, Rav and Shmuel both said, Hailach is Kischi. Right? The case was, Hailach Manu Leplani, Rav said you can't change your mind, and Shmuel said you can't because you didn't want to accept responsibility, but they both agreed to the concept of halakas chi, and Rashi spoke it out, that by a presence, you would say halakas chi. And here's a whole other Gemara, ignoring Rav and Shmuel, and keeping on saying halakas chi, and Rabbi Yisrael is passing halakas chi. Not like Rav and not like Shmuel. Therefore, the Rishayim say that we paskin heilich kischi by a loan or by a pekut, but by presence we don't say heilich kischi. And therefore, Rav and Shmuel are talking about loans, and therefore heilich is kischi, except Shmuel holds since he doesn't accept responsibility, he can change his mind. And this whole Gemara is about a presence. And by a present, you don't say Heilach Yisri. But Rashi clearly stated that the Heilach Yisri is even by a present. Rishonim have a problem with Rashi because of this whole Gemara. And Rabbi Yisrael Paskin Heilach Lav Yisri. So they say that's by present. But by loan, we Paskin like Rav. Rashi is going to have that difficulty, if you want to call that. I'm Chassid Shalom on Rashi, but I'm just saying, I'm just pointing out what's happening here.
This from Shimon is in accordance with the Yesh Emran. Is that what we're saying? The Yesh Emran?
No, this from Shimon is in accordance with the Tanakhama. The Heilach Lav Kischi. Give it back to Shimon. Yesh Emran would say Heilach Lav Kischi.
You were talking about Shimon, huh?
No.
If that
it would be holding that you don't hold on that long of Shimira. Don't think of Blazer. That was the problem. We passed the Shimira. The Gemara had Rabbi Cohn's problem. Yep. You don't pass the Shimira?
I mean,
Shaitis, you made braces. Up that line. Shaitis, you made braces. Really for Friday, because that's what other issue was created.
Why now we bring this thing here? Why did the Rabbanan tell that to, when they want to bring their proof?
They should have said changes to me, Brace.
No, whatever. I don't know. My name is story time. It's one little story.
It's a major story.
Is that a major story?
Kaimalon is Amaroyim doing. The Tana can't prove it from Kaimalon.
Right. That's later.
Later.
The Rabbanan was speaking to
Blazer. Blazer.
They couldn't have said we possibly like this.
They know, but he's saying you don't possibly that.
Well,
they had no evidence. That's what you want to know.
No.
There was no evidence.
No one of the base bedrooms said it's how we pass again.
The Chacham said one way, and Rabbi Blazer said the other way.
So
can't prove somebody wrong by saying, but we hold on like you.
When did it come to fruition?
Later on, the later Rabbanan saw the opinions of Rabbi Blazer and the Chachamim, and they decided to go with the Chachamim.
But the later generation is not as great as the first generation.
No, they're not.
So at that time they could have made a decision already.
Again, Rabbi Blazer disagreed. I don't know whatever you have in Machlekes Tanoim, they could have made a decision. But we have Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Who decides how to paskim? Rav and Shmuel didn't decide how to paskim.
Later, I'm a Roy.
The word's as big as Rav and Shmuel.
That's my question, yeah. That's what I'm asking.
You can ask it in any Machlekes. Machlekes Shach and Taz. Who decided to paskim like the Shach?
That's also a good question.
Later, Achroinim.
There must...
What?
Our generations are going downward.
And they decide what to do with that log of the previous generations.
That still doesn't explain why they're going downwards. Why are we using their logic?
Again.
Why are they the ones...
Again. There's a Machlokes Shach and Taz. How are we supposed to know what to do? Shach and Taz disagree. So how are we supposed to know what to do?
Just go back in time.
But when the Shach and Taz were arguing...
It would be better to ask Moshe Rabbeinu.
When the Shach and Taz were arguing, a Maisa that came
Shach would have passed him one way, and the Taz would have passed him the different way.
Okay, and then what gives us the right to say which way to go?
I have no idea. That's what that Kohenim do all the time.
I know that. That doesn't make it that much. That makes it better.
Yesterday, by Halacha Shir, at a Shiloh where you have to drive 18 minutes to go to Minyan, Rabbi Yashiv and Yabad L'chaim type, Rabbi Chaim Kinevsky said yes, and the Shevet HaLevi says you don't have to. I said over Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Chaim Kinevsky as the accepted Halacha. Who gave me a right to make that decision? Every time you have that. You call Rabbi Baruch Hirschfeld, you ask him Shai Lalacha, he tells you the Pesach. That doesn't mean there was no Machloikas in it. He's telling you how we paskin. Nobody is as big as the Taz today. Nobody. Not even close. He's a trillion times bigger than anybody that's alive today. But we don't paskin like him when he argues with the Shach. Rarely do we.
You ready to say that?
That was coming. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Hamevi get memdinas hayam. Somebody brings a get from overseas. It means from Chutz Laaretz. V'yam rabbi fana nechtav. Now, this is going to need explanation in the Gemara. So we will try our best, but we'll leave things unanswered. V'yam rabbi fana nechtav aloi b'fana nechtav b'fana nechtav aloi b'fana nechtav. Okay, he only had one of the two. He couldn't say both. Look, it's puzzle. According to Rabbi, it's puzzle, because we don't know Lishma. According to Rabbi, it's puzzle, because we insisted that the aid who's Mekayim has to have seen the Ksiva as well. That was the takana we made in order to differentiate between Gittin and other Shtaris. That's what we had in Dav Gimel and Aleph. So both Rabbi and Rabbi agreed that you need b'fana nechta. This shliach can only say one of the two. Therefore, not good enough. That's the easiest case. Now, Rashi makes things a little bit more complicated. Some trashy. I maybe get them b'fana nechta b'chetsh. Oh, that's my turn. We have to go before later. Sorry. Okay, let's take this case. The shliach says, I saw the whole thing written, but I only saw one aid sign. Not good enough. According to Rabbah, we don't know that the second sima was Lishma. According to Rabbah, and Rabbah agrees to that, nobody validated the second signature. Now here comes a case that's a little bit harder. I watched both signatures, but I only saw half the get written Lishma.
What do you mean?
Only saw one half of the get written. He didn't watch the whole writing of the get. But he saw both signatures.
Yes, you saw the writing that was done Lishma in the beginning.
I didn't say that. I said half.
Well, let's say beginning.
Let's not say beginning. Puzzle. The Gemara is going to ask the question, but didn't we see one line is enough? That's going to be the Gemara's question. So we'll leave it for the Gemara to answer that question. You're asking the Gemara's question. Thank you.
If a person says, I'm joining the Shema, we take on it's, and the whole thing is the Shema.
That's the Gemara's Kasha. But the Mishnah says, if he says, I saw half, and I saw both Edom, not good enough. The Gemara is going to say, but didn't we say, as long as he saw the first line, it's okay? Remember? Back to the Gemara?
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to be the Gemara's kasha.
What?
Again, let's give the... You're right. You're 100% right. That's going to be the Gemara's answer. He walked into the second half. You didn't see the beginning. The main part of the get. The main part of the get is the beginning. The end of the get is not considered as important. It's part, let me explain. There's certain get parts of the get that are uniform. Everybody gets the same words. And there's some get parts of the get that are subjective. This city, this person, this woman. One is called the Tyrif, and one is called the Typhus. One is called the Essence, and one is called the Form, the Template, the Form. Now, first you write the Tyrif, and then you write the Typhus. That's what happens in a get. So if you see the first half, you saw the main part. If you see the second half, you only saw the second half, and you don't know anything about the first half, which is the main part of the get. And that's what the Gemara is going to say, and we'll leave it to the Gemara. It's much like it's Rashi and Titus. We'll talk about it when we get to the Gemara in Be'er Hashem. Looks like tomorrow. So the next case in the Mishnah. Two Eidim come. Two Shluchim come. I shouldn't say that. Two people come. Either both are Shluchim, or one is a Shliach. And we'll have to talk about it in the Gemara. The Gemara will talk about whether both are Shluchim or just one is a Shliach. But both came. So Shimon and Levi show up, and one of them says, I watched it being written. And one of them said, I watched it being signed. Puzzle. Now, if only one is a Shliach, it's very simple. We only trust the Shliach. We don't trust anybody else. The halacha of trusting b'farei nechtam was a special halacha about a shliach. The other guy is not a shliach. And if both are shluchim, Rashi speaks out, still we want to make clear that you're not going to confuse it with kiyum sharis. If you have two shluchim, and one says chsima, and one says chsiva, the one that thinks chsima, people will say, oh, you can validate a shtar by one person. He's not saying Siva that makes the difference. And I'm giving him an olive, we said, that what keeps people from getting confused between this and other Shtaris is the fact that we're making him say B'fanai Nechtav. We're not. Somebody else is saying B'fanai Nechtav. So therefore, it's possible. Dr. Rashi, we'll read it inside.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
What if they announce this two separate people, but testifying jointly, together, 1A and 1B, so that nobody would be confused that this was a different kind of situation. He's going to say, I saw it written. He's going to say, I saw it signed. They testify one after the other.
Seems that it's no good, but it's going to be discussed in the Gemara, so I think we should leave it. It's going to be on Daf Tesayin Amud Beis.
Okay.
So really going to be next week's Gemara, Merit Hashem. So trashy. Echorim b'pon nechtav, echorim b'pon nechtav pasul. Ikish haget yoytzim b'tav chesidei echorim, but only one is a messenger, shumi v'yoy. Ve'ich ha've'er a shliach b'av yosu, he's not a shliach, shumaki pasul. There was a shliach at shukur rabbanu l'maminu. The rabbanu wanted the shliach to say it, l'tavayu. L'man d'muki l'anami b'gemar v'sheshneem shluchim. What? To say both. To say both b'pon nechtav, b'pon nechtav. L'man d'muki l'anami b'gemar v'sheshneem shluchim. Only one is testifying in the signatures, and he's not testifying in the writing. So even though we have Shluchim telling it us, but people are going to say, oh, you can do it by 1A. They're not going to say, because the other guy testified in the Ksiva. They'll say he didn't testify in the Ksiva, and therefore they'll get confused with the other stars. Fine. We will stop here. See you in Merit Hashem tomorrow.